The Sydney Festival is still going, still lots of stuff to check out over there in Hyde Park. And someone who checked out a couple of great guitarists last night is Andrew Kuduri. He's joining us for the second time this morning.
You just can't keep me away, Mitch.
God, anything else to do?
Well, if I come into work at 7 o'clock in the morning to talk music, then, you know, I'm just going to want another shot, okay?
All right, so who did you catch last night?
Well, yeah, look, as part of the Sydney Festival's Quiet Music for Curious Ears series, which is happening at St. Stephen's Church, one of the most beautiful music venues in Sydney, I'd say. That's up in the CBD near Martin Place. Last night's was subtitled American Primitive, which, if you don't know, is a sound, well, it's a term coined for a sound pioneered by the late, great John Faye, a guitarist who took folk and blues tradition and extended its possibilities, and the possibilities essentially for acoustic guitar and essentially electric guitar, and created this music that was freeform, jazzy, took in influence from Indian music, and made this music that was somehow both otherworldly and earthy at the same time. And it had this resurgence. There's a lot of solo acoustic guitar players all around the world doing this kind of stuff, but a lot of the great stuff comes from America, and we saw two of the great players last night, one young, one who's been around the block. We'll start with the young. Daniel Barkman from Virginia, now based in North Carolina, at 26, he's released 7 albums.
7?
Already. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. And he doesn't have a showy kind of a style. He was very much influenced by a guy called Jack Rose, who, if you're interested in this music, he was really kind of the successor to John Faye, and he sadly died at the age of 38. But if you're interested in this music, you have to check out Jack Rose. And Daniel Barkman's mum was a very good friend of Jack Rose's, so Daniel Barkman got into this music very early, which is probably how he's made 7 albums at the age of 26. The latest one is called River. I'd say it's his best one. And look, last night, I think he played to the room. He's got a very gentle and melodic style. It's really pretty. He does have a really great range as well, but he was, you know, quite measured with his style, and it was very much old-timey. He played a couple of songs from the 1800s, and he really played to the crowd who were looking for something in that vein, I think, in this beautiful, beautiful room. So Richard Bishop evokes a different kind of spirit. He's an older hand at this. He's now in his 50s, and he's a legend in underground circles for his group, the Sun City Girls, who essentially mix experimental rock, jazz, and exotic sounds from all over the world that they just liberally borrow and put into their music. And what they make is something pretty free and thrilling. But he started playing solo. He actually did his first solo ever performance in Australia in 2005 as part of an experimental music festival that ran for a long time called the What Is Music Festival. But he's developed a really interesting guitar style. And last night, he played what is kind of the newest thing for him. He, a couple of years ago, was in Switzerland and came across a guitar that he found very unusual. And he bought it straight away. It's a parlor guitar, he found out, and he had it examined by people in the know who believe that it's definitely from around the 1890s, but could even date back to the 1850s.
Wow.
And it had a sound that he'd never heard before. And then he went to Morocco and improvised a set of songs for an album which came out last year called Tangier Sessions. And that's a really, really wonderful album. So he played this parlor guitar last night. He said he normally plays electric guitar, but he was asked to use this parlor guitar. And when he does use the parlor guitar for gigs, it usually has all sorts of effects and pickups, but that wasn't going to work in the church. So he said this was a really unique gig where you got the raw, naked solo parlor guitar last night, and his playing, it infuses the swing of a legend like Django Reinhardt, that sort of gypsy jazz sound. And he's really interested as well, Sir Richard Bishop, in Andalusian flamenco. And there's a lot of Indian flourish in his style as well. Really, really pretty stuff. And yeah, an amazing night of music all up at the Sydney Festival. And I'd recommend that you seek out these people.